This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday that U.S. combat mission in Iraq will conclude by the end of the year, an announcement that reflects the reality on the ground more than a major shift in U.S. policy. Even before Biden took office, the main U.S. focus has been assisting Iraqi forces, not fighting on their behalf. And Biden did not say if he planned to reduce the number of troops in Iraq. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani provides full detail.
That does not mean that all U.S. troops will be leaving Iraq. There are about 2,500 or so there right now. They will shift strictly to training and advising Iraqi forces.
That's AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani speaking to reporters during an Oval Office session with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi. Biden said his administration remained committed to a partnership with Iraq, a relationship that has been increasingly complicated by Iranian-backed Iraqi militia groups. South Korea now says that the leaders of North and South Korea have agreed to restore suspended communication channels and improve ties. The presidential office in Seoul said President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un reached an agreement during several rounds of an exchange of letters since April. The Blue House says the two Koreas tested their communication channel Tuesday morning. The development comes amid more than 2 years of a stalemate in U.S. diplomacy aimed at stripping North Korea of its nuclear weapons. This is VOA News. The United States served notice Monday that it will keep existing COVID-19 restrictions on international travel in place for now due to concerns about the staging infection rate because of the Delta variant. It was the latest sign that the White House is having to recalibrate its thinking around the coronavirus pandemic as the more infectious variant surges across the United States and substantial chunk of the population resist vaccinations. It was also reversals from the sentiment President Joe Biden voiced earlier in the month when he said his administration was in a process of considering how soon the U.S. could lift the ban on European travel bound for the U.S. after the issue was tried by German Chancellor Angela Merkel during her visit to the White House. New York City will require nearly all municipal workers to get vaccinated by September or undergo weekly coronavirus test. Details from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says the vaccine mandate starts September 13th.
Every single city employee will be expected to be either vaccinated or be tested weekly. This means everybody.
He says the city tried purely voluntary for over half a year and every form of incentive. The limit was reached. It's time for more mandates, and he's urging the private sector to do the same.
This is about our recovery. This is about what we need to do to bring back New York City. This is about keeping people safe.
De Blasio says 71% of adults in the city have had at least one dose of the vaccine. Julie Walker, New York.
Pope Francis has decried a criminal, as criminal, the existence of hunger in a world which can produce enough food for everyone. The pontiff was building on a warning sounded earlier on Monday by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres that climate change and conflict are a consequence and a driver of poverty and income inequality. Guterres also told a meeting in Rome that the world's food system generates a third of all greenhouse gas emissions. The Rome event was designed to help prepare for a UN food systems and summit in September. You know, so the it was designed to help prepare the folks. But in September, a UN report this month said that millions more people faced hunger last year. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.